tape machine and you know it.
Oh, man. Listen to me, Kung Fury. You need to start following the rules like the rest of us.
Supposition that the world is topsy-turvy, that things are all wrong, that the wrong people are in jail and the wrong people are out of jail, that the wrong people are in power and the wrong people are out of power. That the wealth is distributed in this country and the world in such a way as not simply to require small reform, but to require a drastic reallocation of wealth. I start from the supposition that we don't have to say too much about this, because all we have to do is think about the state of the world today and realize that things are all upside down. Now, if you don't think, if you just listen to TV and read scholarly things, you actually begin to think that things are not so bad, or that just little things are wrong. But you have to get a little detached and then come back and look at the world, and you are horrified.
Nobody else in this apartment could have stopped that arcade machine, and you know it.
Oh, man. Listen to me, Kung Fury. You need to start following the rules, like the rest of us. Triceracon.
Kung Fury. One day, he disappeared from the face of the earth.
have to start from that supposition that things are really topsy-turvy. And our topic is topsy-turvy, civil disobedience. Now, as soon as you say the topic is civil disobedience, you're saying our problem is civil disobedience. That is not our problem. Our problem is civil obedience. Our problem is the numbers of people all over the world who have obeyed the dictates of the leaders of their government and have gone to war. And millions have been killed because of this obedience. We recognize this for Nazi Germany. We know that the problem there was obedience, that the people obeyed Hitler. People obeyed. That was wrong. They should have challenged and they should have resisted. And if we were only there, we would have showed them. Even in Stalin's Russia, we can understand that. People are obedient. All these herd-like people. People were exploited by feudalism. Everything was terrible in the Middle Ages. But now we have Western civilization, the rule of law. The rule of law has regularized and maximized the injustice that existed before the rule of law. That is what the rule of law has done. When in all the nations of the world, the rule of law is the darling of the leaders and the plague of the people. We ought to begin to recognize this. We have to transcend these national boundaries in our thinking. Nixon and Brezhnev have much more in common with one another than we have with Nixon. J. Edgar Hoover has far more in common with the head of the Soviet secret police than he has with us. It's the international dedication to law and order that binds the leaders of all countries in a comradely bond. That's why we're always so surprised when they get together. They smile, they shake hands, they smoke cigars. They really like one another, no matter what they say. What we are trying to do, I assume, is really to get back to the principles and aims and spirit of the Declaration of Independence.
WCOM FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carbo, 103.5, Micropower Radio, Chapel Hill, and Carborito. Rocking out here where we are 10 o'clock Thursday night doing the Furious George Show. I'm Dr. Furious. I have my PhD in Furiosity, Kung Fury. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and talk about problems with civil obedience and a number of other things tonight. So if you like what you're hearing, keep doing what you're doing. And if you want to learn more, check out furiousg.blogspot.com. And you can see all the old shows, lots and hundreds of shows that we've been doing here since, well, over the last 10 years. So definitely check that out. We'd love to have you. Check it out. And while you're online, check us over at WCOMFM.org, where you can learn out all about WCOM and how you can support the station, not only doing what you're doing right now by listening, but also by, you know, doing some really fun stuff relating to maybe possibly supporting the station with your own voice. Get out here, volunteer, become a DJ. It's a community radio station. This is what this is all about, folks. So get in here, get online, get on the air, do whatever you got to do, but keep supporting micropowered, non-commercial, free speech radio. I'm Dr. Furious. I do it every Thursday. We usually get a little crazy, so the show may be a little bit offensive to some dangling members and hanging out there in the audience. So we appreciate you supporting the radio. We will make the most of your support right now in the next hour. So sit back, buckle up, get ready. I'm furious!
This spirit is resistance to illegitimate authority and to forces that deprive people of their life and liberty and right to pursue happiness. And therefore, under these conditions, it urges the right to alter or abolish their current form of government. And the stress had been on abolish. But to establish the principles of the Declaration of Independence, we're going to need to go outside the law.
Dear future generations, I think I speak for the rest of us when I say, sorry. Sorry we left you with our mess of a planet. Sorry that we were too caught up in our own doings to do something. Sorry we listened to people who made excuses to do nothing. I hope you forgive us. We just didn't realize how special the Earth was, like a marriage gone wrong. We didn't know what we had until it was gone. For example, I'm guessing you probably know it as the Amazon Desert, right? Well, believe it or not, it was once called the Amazon Rainforest, and there were billions of trees there, all of them gorgeous, and... Oh, you don't know much about trees, do you? Well, let me tell you, trees are amazing. I mean, we literally breathe the air they are creating. They clean up our pollution, our carbon. They store and purify water, give us medicine that cures our diseases, food that feeds us, which is why I am so sorry to tell you that we burn them down. Cut them down with brutal machines, horrific, at a rate of 40 football fields every minute. That's 50% of all the trees in the world gone in the last 100 years. Why? For this. And that wouldn't make me so sad if it weren't so many pictures of leaves on it. You know, when I was a child, I read how the Native Americans had such consideration for the planet that they felt responsible for how they left the land for the next 7 generations. Which brings me great sorrow, because most of us today don't even care about tomorrow. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we put profit above people, greed above need, the rule of gold above the golden rule. I'm sorry we use nature as a credit card with no spending limit, overdrafting animals to extinction, stealing your chance to ever see their uniqueness or become friends with them. Sorry we poison the ocean so much that you can't even swim in them. But most of all, I'm sorry about our mindset. Because we had the nerve to call this destruction progress. Hey, Fox News, if you don't think climate change is a threat, I dare you to interview the thousands of homeless people in Bangladesh. See, while you were in your penthouse nestled, their homes were literally washed away beneath their feet due to rising sea levels. And Sarah Palin, you said that you love the smell of fossil fuels. Well, I urge you to talk to the kids of Beijing who are forced to wear pollution masks just to go to school. See, you can ignore this, but the thing about truth is, it can be denied, not avoided. So I'm sorry, future generations. I'm sorry that our footprint became a sinkhole and not a garden. I'm sorry that we paid so much attention to ISIS and very little to how fast the ice is melting in the Arctic. I'm sorry we doomed you, and I'm sorry we couldn't find another planet in time to move to. I am... You know what? Cut the beat. I'm not sorry. This future, I do not accept it. Because an error does not become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We can redirect this. How? Let me suggest that if a farmer sees a tree that is unhealthy, they don't look at the branches to diagnose it, they look at the root. So like that farmer, we must look at the root, and not to the branches of government, not to the politicians run by corporations. We are the root, we are the foundation, this generation. It is up to us to take care of this planet. It is our only home. We must globally warm our hearts and change the climate of our souls and realize that we are not apart from nature, we are a part of nature. And to betray nature is to betray us. To save nature is to save us. Because whatever you're fighting for, racism or poverty, feminism, gay rights, or any type of equality, it won't matter in the least. Because if we don't all work together to save the environment, we will be equally extinct. So.
Hey guys, for the past several weeks, I've been here in Africa, the heart of Africa, with you.
obeying the laws that demand killing or that allocate wealth the way it's been done or that put people in jail for petty technical offenses and keep other people out of jail for enormous crimes.
But I said, I don't care if they lay me off either, because I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time, then I'm quitting. I'm going to quit. And I told Dom, too, because they've moved my desk four times already this year, and I used to be over by the window, and I could see this world. And they were married, but then they switched from the swing line to the Boston stapler. But I kept my swing line stapler because it didn't bind up as much, and I kept the staples for the swing line stapler.
Okay, Mel.
No, it's not okay, because if they make my stapler,
Oh, there it is.
What?
Here, let me just go ahead and get that from you.
Yeah.
Great. Were you the last one to use the copier?
Yeah.
You left it jammed.
I don't care if they lay me off either, because I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time, then I'm quitting.
I'm gonna have to ask you to go ahead and move your. If you could go ahead and get it as far back against that wall as possible, that would be great.
My hope is that this kind of spirit will take place not just in this country, but in other countries, because they all need it. People in all countries need the spirit of disobedience to the state.
By the Central Intelligence Agency.
The CIA's business is seduction, basically. And to seduce Hollywood producers, I mean, they're easy marks compared to some of the people that the CIA has to go after.
According to internal CIA documents, the movie's producers were given exclusive access to the CIA version of history.
It makes sense to get behind the winning horse.
look at the world and you are horrified.
No, because I was...
That way we'll have some room for some of these boxes and things we need to put in here.
There's no room.
And, Oh, there it is.
What?
Here, let me just go ahead and get that from you. Great. So, if you could just get to that as soon as possible, that would be terrific.
Watch it, prick.
Watch it, ass blood.
I took a bus to Los Angeles with some friends of Mr. Jesus. Finally, I had arrived. Happy times.
My pops would always drink.
My grandpa.
Alcoholic. Love to burn. Skip to the park so he can trip. The motto was his puppet. But that's him. Had a limp from the
is the product of the choices we make and the choices we fail to make.
Marie, who says, my son is 11 and he's recently started listening to music that speaks of the beast within and the infection in people, and it's almost come to the point of me giving up trying to parent him. He's constantly mean and nasty to us, and I worry for his soul. I'm not going to give up on him, and I know the Lord's going to save him, but what can I do to help him become a nicer person and the sweet little boy I miss so much?
Well, I tell you what you can do. Recognize he's going into puberty and he's got all those issues. I mean, so some psychiatrists say, oh, remember, he's got puberty issues. But it doesn't hurt to smack a little 11-year-old around a little bit and say, look, kid, I'm your parent. You behave. You're not going to listen to that garbage in my house. If you do, I'm going to tear it up and break those records. I'm not going to, or CDs or whatever.
iPods, whatever.
You know, yeah. iPod or however you get that mess.
I mean, he's only 11, so.
I know he's only 11. He's just a little twerp, and you make that little twerp behave. He's your kid. He's just a little boy.
And out. Just focus on my voice and relax. Just take a deep breath in and out. Each breath you take relaxes you more and more and takes you deeper and deeper. Just allow your body and mind to relax. Just let all your tensions and stress just fade away. Relax your body, relax your mind. Allow yourself to become more and more comfortable.
So we have to start from that supposition that things are really topsy-turvy.
Yes.
Sometimes
removing privileges, too, because an 11-year-old can't drive, so...
If you had to sum up your presidency in one word, what would that word be?
I think I can describe it in two. And that would be tenacious and awesome. And if we put those together, that becomes tenosome.
Allow yourself just to sink deeper and deeper. Take a deep breath in and out. In and out. In and out.
I tell you, that's the answer. Do not give up. You know, it's amazing. We've mentioned this before. God gave you and me as human beings authority. He gave us dominion over everything on this earth, over all the animals, all the snakes, all the birds.
Whether moderate or severe, are remarkable events.
All the plants, all the vegetables. Cocaine is a product of a vegetable. Alcohol is a product of a vegetable. Marijuana is a vegetable.
Just relax more and more. Each word you hear takes you 10 times deeper. Each word you hear relaxes you more and more. Just let the relaxation flow over your body, taking you deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you go. Just allow yourself to relax completely and let go. Just let go of all the tension, all the stress, and all your worries. Just let them fade away and sink deeper and deeper, relaxing even more. Just let yourself sink into super trance. Super trance.
As a perfect segue, that...
strange.
Yes, it is, and it you don't know what kind of demonic powers attached to that. I don't want to get super spiritual on this thing, but I would take that statue of Buddha, a picture of Buddha, and set it on fire.
Oh my God, this girl's really turning me on.
Tenasa.
I like that.
Yeah. You are Tenasa.
Yeah, that's good.
Who's the one world leader you're going to miss the most?
The guy I'm going to miss the most is Vlad Putin. First time I met Putin, I stared right into his eyes, through his eyes, into the back of his skull.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "What's up? Why are you looking at me like that?" And I just said, "I'm staring into your soul."
That makes me think, do you ever use that as a diplomatic strategy? Creeping out on purpose other world leaders?
Because sometimes you have to creep out another world leader.
And our topic is topsy-turvy, civil disobedience. Now, as soon as you say the topic is civil disobedience, you're saying our problem is civil disobedience. That is not our problem. Our problem is civil obedience.
Thoughts. Just allow your mind to become blank and empty. Just relax more and more. Feel the relaxation flow through your body.
Satanic rituals, it seems like a fun exercise. Save your Confederate dollars, the South will rise again. I've got an uncontrollable urge to watch pornography.
Just relax and sink deeper and deeper. In a moment, I'm going to count to 10. When I reach 10, you'll be completely hypnotized. With each number I count off, you'll sink 10 times deeper into trance. 1. Just sink deeper and deeper.
My name is Cobra. I have been expecting you, Kung Fury. I'm your spirit animal.
What the hell is this place?
This is heaven. I'm afraid you're dead.
What? But it looks so real.
Yeah. No, it's totally real.
Mr. Cobra, I'm a police officer. I need you to send me back to Earth. Pronto.
I'm sorry. I can't help you with that. You see, you're dead.
You're under arrest.
What?
For obstruction of justice. You're breaking the law.
Teamwork is very important.
What happens now, Kung Fury?
Well, I need to head back to the office.
Well,
let's have a party. Let's get drunk. I've got an uncontrollable urge to smoke dope.
Just relax more and more. 3.
I feel it in the water. I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. Much that once was is lost. For none now lives.
Scary and snuggly, the security bear. Hello, America. It's me, your lovable friend, who's watched over you ever since the Patriot Act was jammed through Congress. After tracking your every move and spying lovingly on each and every one of you, I feel like I know you all personally.
Just like yourself, you become so very comfortable.
Because I do. Which is why I'm asking you to help me keep my job with the NSA. Mitch McConnell still loves me. Why can't you? Now, I know the vast majority of you don't like my domestic spying. All the more reason to keep an eye on you terrorists in waiting. Just look at the number of terror attacks I've prevented, and you'll see my job is essential. I'm not spying on you. I'm watching over you with snuggly love. Well, keeping our nation from crumbling. Those people in Congress, in intelligence, and in the Obama administration who want me to stop spying on everybody? They're just turning over the keys to ISIS. Please, 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 let me keep my job tracking your every move. Don't make me have to go to work for Facebook or Google or some phone company. I love the NSA and love watching over all of you. So help Mitch McConnell rubber stamp the Patriot Act one more time and let me still keep you snuggly and secure. Please.
4. Let all the stress and tension just melt away from your body. 5. Just clear your mind of all thoughts.
Do you mean to tell me that we can concentrate wealth at the top as it never has been before, but we can't create good jobs and good wages?
Just allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper into trance.
You want that man that we can have sex with him. I was cheating on my husband. Well, why not blow up something? It's kind of a hoot.
7. Feeling so wonderful, feeling so very good.
ISIS! Let's tear stuff down.
A friend who's watched over you ever since the Patriot Act was jammed through Congress.
Our problem is the numbers of people all over the world who have obeyed the dictates of the leaders of their government and have gone to war. And millions have been killed because of this obedience.
Okay.
Thanks a bunch, Milton.
But
bye.
Yeah. Okay. I could set the building on fire.
Yeah, be careful. I mean, the towels can have AIDS.
10 times deeper now.
Just to show him who's boss. You know who taught me the most about creepy people out? Cheney.
Yeah, he's a creepy one.
I mean, that guy's creepy.
He's first team All-American creepy.
For the longest time, I thought the White House was haunted.
Right.
I wouldn't leave my bedroom after 9:30 at night. Turns out it was Cheney wandering around in there, banging on things and walking around with, like, a gas lantern. Looking for stuff. I'm like, what are you doing, man?
Where do you think you got a lantern?
I don't know. Lynn Cheney is a big collector of antiques, lanterns and antique pistols. Old dresses from the prairie.
I remember I once saw Cheney naked in the shower. That creeped me out.
He's just a creepy dude.
Let things happen. Be the boss.
9. Almost completely hypnotized.
Hey, pork chops. Oh, big deal. How come Mars is getting hotter? They don't have any SUVs in Mars.
I'm sick to my stomach. He just looked at me, let out a high-pitched scream. It shattered all the windows in the bathroom, and then he disappeared.
Yeah.
Just like that. Like a shapeshifter.
We recognize this for Nazi Germany. We know that the problem there was obedience, that the people obeyed Hitler. People obeyed. That was wrong. They should have challenged, and they should have resisted. And if we were only there, we would have showed them. Even in Stalin's Russia, we can understand that. People are obedient. All these herd-like people.
Terrific.
Okay.
Thanks a bunch, Milton.
Bye.
Yeah.
Keep. Hey, set the building on fire.
Okay, enough with the easy questions. Let me ask you something might consider a little below the belt. Are you really the decider?
Yeah, I'm a decider.
Okay, I get it. You are, because I have decision-making abilities that allow me to think of thoughts and have it transfer through my brain out my mouth hole. And then into your ears. I heard it. That was high and tight.
And that's what the decider does.
You know, there was another name that's a variation of the decider called the choicer, but then I settled on the decider. Sounds a little more learned.
10. Completely hypnotized. Just relax and sink deeper into trance.
Remember those bad old days when people were exploited by feudalism? Everything was terrible in the Middle Ages. But now we have Western civilization. The rule of law. The rule of law has regularized and maximized the injustice that existed before the rule of law. That is what the rule of law has done.
Milton.
Just sink deeper and deeper, feeling more and more comfortable, feeling more and more obedient.
When in all the nations of the world, the rule of law is the darling of the leaders and the plague of the people, we ought to begin to recognize this. We have to transcend these national boundaries in our thinking. Nixon and Brezhnev have much more in common with one another than we have with Nixon. J. Edgar Hoover has far more in common with the head of the Soviet secret police than he has with us. It's the international dedication to law and order that binds the leaders of all countries in a comradely bond. That's why we're always so surprised when they get together. They smile, they shake hands, they smoke cigars. They really like one another, no matter what they say. What we are trying to do, I assume, is really to get back to the principles and aims and spirit of the Declaration of Independence.
When I learn of incidents such as the massacre of millions of men, women, and children perpetrated by the Nazis in World War II, how is it possible, I ask myself, that ordinary people who are courteous and decent in everyday life can act callously, inhumanely, without any limitations of conscience?
Are you stupid?
Just listen to my words. Just feeling more and more comfortable. Feeling more and more obedient.
Did they ever let you drive Air Force One? You know, I was always like, give me a poke with the controls, and when are you going to let me drive this bird? And they were like, never. Right. No, we're just kidding, Mr. President, but honestly, you're not allowed to do that. And I said, guys, enough's enough. I'm flying this airplane. And immediately got us into trouble. We went straight into a nosedive. And they had to wrestle me from the controls and get the plane back to cruising altitude.
You don't want a chance all the way through this life.
Just listen to my words. Feeling more and more obedient. Just listen to my words. Anything that I say is the absolute truth.
It seems like a fun exercise. Save your Confederate dollars, the South will rise again. I've got a controllable urge to watch pornography. Let's have a party. Let's get drunk. I've got an uncontrollable urge to smoke dope.
Leave. When I wake you up from this trance, for 1 hour, you will find everything incredibly funny.
The guy said, look, I know I could get fired for saying this, but if you ever do anything like this again, I have to shoot you.
This spirit is resistance to illegitimate authority and to forces that deprive people of their life and liberty and right to pursue happiness.
But, goodbye. Yeah. Okay. I could set the building on fire.
You want that man that we can have sex with him. I was cheating on my husband. Well, why not blow up something? It's kind of a hoot.
I'm like, what do you mean? Like, with like a... Like, no, I have to, this pistol, like, here, I gotta shoot. And he said, am I getting fired? And I said, sure, yeah, you're getting fired. So, he had that look in his eye, he had a pissed off look,
really,
and he wasn't blinking.
You'll find it impossible to stop yourself from laughing.
And therefore, under these conditions, it urges the right to alter or abolish their current form of government.
That wall is possible. That would be great.
No, because I would...
That way we'll have some room for some of these boxes and things we need to put in here.
What are you going to take from the White House? I think a fun kind of keepsake from my years at the White House. I'd like to take one of those, just a toilet.
You're going to take a whole toilet?
From one of the bathrooms.
Huh.
Yeah.
I would not have thought to take a toilet.
I'm probably going to take a big ticket item, you know, maybe a fancy portrait or something. Maybe James Madison. That's a rich, meaty, juicy answer. Thank you. Now I'll look you in the eye and ask you one of the toughest questions I can think of. Who do you love more, Laura Bush or Barbara Bush?
I'd have to say more in the way that you look at someone and they scare you like in a Halloween costume. That's the respect I have for Barbara.
And the stress had been on abolish. But to establish the principles of the Declaration of Independence, we're going to need to go outside the law. To stop obeying the laws that demand killing, or that allocate wealth the way it's been done, or that put people in jail for petty technical offenses and keep other people out of jail for enormous crimes.
Now, there are some studies in my discipline, social psychology, that seem to provide a clue to this question. A little bit further. It was the issue of authority.
She scares the shit out of me. You're not pulling any punches. You're bringing the real stuff.
I have so much respect / fear for my mother.
At almost anything, you'll find everything funny, and you'll just start laughing.
ISIS!
Let's tear stuff down.
You gotta be careful. I mean, the towels could have AIDS.
I ate pork chops. Oh, big deal. How come Mars is getting hotter? They don't have any SUVs in Mars.
Are you stupid?
Back to the principles and aims and spirit of the Declaration of Independence.
WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carrboro. We're getting into the late night here at 103.5 Micropower Community Base Radio. And I am your friendly tour guide through the craziness and the trances and crazy past and mostly the obedience. That's what we've been talking about tonight. So, thanks for listening and electing and volunteering to do so. You want to keep doing that, we're going to keep going late in the late night, and we'll be back next Thursday as well. So thanks for supporting the radio the way you do, and we're going to keep doing what we do, and you can hear some previous stuff that we've done at furiousg.blogspot.com. And also just want to say that the station these days is doing great. The people who help the station are doing some amazing work. We've got all the equipment humming and buzzing, sounding so beautiful. We've got some amazing, cool stuff in the studio. We've got support from the local bars and artists and so much good stuff. Musicians supporting the station. You know, Cat's Cradle or different venues. So many good things that go down to make this thing happen. And I get the best, funnest, most coolest job of all, which is sitting up here playing some crazy sounds and picking on a crazy topic. So that's what we've done. If you want to hear more about what we do, check out WCOMFM.org. Okay? So you can hear all the old shows and check out the other station, you know, other shows in the station, WCOM, and support the station. So I'm going to get back into it. Thanks for listening to micro-powered, community-based, non-commercial radio. I'm furious!
Laughter cannot stop. But the laughter will feel very, very good. You feel giddy and very happy.